Oh, there is indeed, because we felt that we had submitted, genuinely resubmitted our objection, and had it had been acknowledged by the council in writing that they were accepted, and then for some people it was maybe a week or a few days before they were told that the submission was rejected. But in my case, it was actually nearly a month, and I had received a letter from the council saying that everything was in order, and then they turned around a month later and rejected it.
Some of these objections, of course, were legitimate and taken on board in the decision-making process, but you would argue some of the more hard-hitting ones are those that weren't considered.
That's correct, yes. We had some submissions from the Golden Eagle Trust and from Fisheries and from the railway in Fintown, and these were rejected, you know, and it was, you know, we just felt that it wasn't handled properly, because they should actually have been, you know, they were acknowledged that everything was in order, and then they were rejected.
You want this process reopened again, at least for a small window, to allow these submissions to go back in the correct form and to be considered as part of the decision-making process?
Oh, yes, we would hope that that would be the case, yeah, that it would be reopened and looked into.
And
it is handled properly, obviously.
And you have called on a number of local representatives to support this call?
Oh, we have, certainly. We've done that, yes. And I believe this morning something's actually going to be looked into, this morning, first thing, because we did voice our objections at the meeting last night.